PRI, Public Radio International.
I'm always surprised, because when I do it, I always insist it be on a subscription concert, and many orchestras have always done it as a pops piece, and that's completely wrong. It is a very serious piece of music, and something that one has to view in that way, even though the idiom is very American. But that doesn't mean it's less classical, in the broad sense of the word, than Brahms or Beethoven, whatever it happens to be.
George Gershwin first called it his New York Concerto, but it became the quintessential American concerto. The Concerto in F, with two American guys, Leonard Slatkin and Conrad Tau, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony. Conrad Tau is also a composer. We'll hear his Pangu and the Richard Strauss Symphonia Domestica, conducted by Leonard Slatkin. It's Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. I'm Jim Cunningham. This concert from Pittsburgh is made possible with a grant from Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Pianist Conrad Tau is also a composer. He was born in Champaign, Urbana in 1994. He's won the Avery Fisher Career Prize and the Gilmore Piano Prize. He's recorded an album for EMI and one for Warner Classics. As a teen, he played both the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto and First Piano Concerto on the same concert for a series of evenings. You heard correctly, he is 21 years old. This is his Heinz Hall debut. To begin this program, we go back to the very beginning. Music Conrad Tau calls Pangu. Pangu is an ancient Chinese myth of creation, how the world came into being. You see, there's this guy who's been cooped up inside an egg for 18,000 years. Pittsburgh Symphony will suggest what it might have sounded like when he gets out. There's a big part for the Glockenspiel.
He pushes his way out of said egg and he dies, and his body becomes the earth. And there's something really beautiful about that. It's a really great creation myth. It's a really good creation story.
And do you have a big finish for us at the end of this piece?
It exists in sort of like a rousing place, I think. It's a rousing piece, I think, for sure. Again, because it's got this sort of theatrical bent to it. It's big. There's this moment in the middle. It's kind of narrative even. There's this moment in the middle where it's smeared, and it's the process of Pangu, like, separating the sky from the earth with his body as he wakes up from his 18,000-year, like, sleep. I mean, it's basically the story of primordial soup becoming something more. And so the note that I have for the musicians there is like molasses.
And did you give anyone in the orchestra an extra special workout, or does everybody have a big moment?
Everyone has to work hard. Everyone has to. There's a prominent Glock part, which is, again, I didn't realize this until I went back to it. And this piece is about 3 years old now. But I didn't realize, but that Glock really, for me, is that extra little dollop of curtain opening kind of sound. It's fun to come back to that piece. I don't really write like that piece anymore, but it's fun to go back to.
Here is Leonard Slatkin to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in Pangu by Conrad Tau.
Thank you.
The earth and the sky and everything in between. It was how the world began, according to Chinese mythology. Pangu, written by Conrad Tao in its first performance at Heinz Hall by the Pittsburgh Symphony and Leonard Slatkin. The premiere of Pangu took place in Hong Kong on the 29th of September 2012 with the Hong Kong Philharmonic, conducted by Jaap van Sweten. We'll hear Conrad Tao at the keyboard next. This is the year of the artist-composer at Heinz Hall. We'll hear George Gershwin's Piano Concerto in F next on Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Jim Cunningham with you.
I just got an invitation through the mail.
How do you play George Gershwin with style? Leonard Slatkin told me you think of Fred Astaire.
Nothing now could take the wind out of my sails. 'Cause I'm invited to step out this evening in top hat, white tie, and tails.
I recently did the concerto, actually for the opening of the season in Detroit, the Johnny Thibault Day. Surprisingly, I had not conducted the Gershwin concerto in my 7 years in Detroit. We've got all these new players. And I said, I need you to, while you're playing the piece, envision Fred Astaire. And I looked at these kids, and I went, they don't know who I'm talking about. So I said, if you're really interested, I will give you a list of movies, but you start with Top Hat. And once you see him, then you understand what Gershwin is about, that there must be elegance throughout, that nothing can be overdone. You can play around with it, but you cannot go to the point of parody in Gershwin. It doesn't work.
Leonard Slatkin conducts Conrad Tao and the Concerto in F by George Gershwin with the Pittsburgh Symphony in just a moment. The theater is a powerful draw for Conrad Tao.
That opening piano solo, that really lengthy, beautiful piano solo that starts the piece after the very quick little timpani tutti. I really think of it as, you know, in my head I'm visualizing a spotlight. You know, it's curtains opening, a spotlight on a piano, and then gradually bringing everyone else in. I mean, it's such a sweepingly romantic piece. I love that piece. I love that concerto to death. And so I find myself referring to sort of like the ballet sequences in American in Paris, the film, and I find myself thinking in general about like old-fashioned dance sequences in the 30s, 40s, 50s, what have you, with all that crazy technicolor editing. I love that sound. I love that sort of slightly brassy, slightly clinking Tin Pan Alley sound.
Here is Leonard Slatkin to conduct Conrad Tao with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, the Concerto in F by George Gershwin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Concerto in F by George Gershwin, with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra conducted by Leonard Slatkin. Making his debut as soloist, Conrad Tau. Pittsburgh Symphony has considerable authority in George Gershwin's music. Gershwin played it first in Pittsburgh at the Syria Mosque, with music director Antonio Motorelli conducting. That was November 19, 1933. The Pittsburgh Symphony has recorded the Gershwin Concerto twice, first for the Capitol label with Leonard Canario and William Steinberg conducting, And then for the Phillips Company with Andre Previn conducting from the keyboard. George Gershwin wrote the Concerto in F in the summer of 1925, about 3 hours by car from Pittsburgh in Chautauqua, New York. Gershwin had had some piano lessons in the early 1920s with the Australian-born pianist and president of the Juilliard School, Ernest Hutchison. Hutchison also headed the piano department at Chautauqua Institution during the summer. Knowing that Gershwin needed a quiet spot in his crowded life, Hutchison invited Gershwin to spend the summer at Chautauqua, where he could write without being disturbed. Gershwin spent July writing the first movement, and in August he finished the second. Hutchison decreed that Gershwin was not to be disturbed in the practice shack where he was at work until 4 p.m. George Gershwin wrote a letter to Yasha Heifetz's sister, Pauline, who he dated a few times. He said, "I've been in this place 9 days, and I must say I made a happy choice in coming here. The atmosphere is quite different than any other I've been in. There are 40,000 people here, pious people with one foot in the grave, whose greatest pleasure is to go to lectures and sermons on Christ and his return. However, they are very quiet Americans who, aside from their narrowness, are very nice people. Mr. Hutchison has kindly given me the use of one of his studios here. Every day between 2 and 6 in the afternoon and between 8 and 10 in the evening, you'll find me earnestly playing piano, writing notes, or praying, you've got to pray at Chautauqua, to the God of Melody to please be kind to me and send me some hair-raising blues for the second movement." George Gershwin's prayers were answered. The hair-raising blues in the second movement was played by co-principal trumpet Charles Lorette. Pittsburgh Tribune Review music critic Mark Canny in his review wrote, "The trumpet solo was played with perfect style and conviction." Conrad Tau is sitting down. We're going to have an encore.
Music by Elliot Carter. This is a piece called Cat en Air, composed in 2006, when Carter was well into his 90s. So just keep that in mind.
Thank you.
After he played the Gershwin Piano Concerto in F with the Pittsburgh Symphony Leonard Slatkin, Conrad Tau played the second of two pieces by Elliot Carter. Two thoughts about the piano. The second thought is called catenaire. The catenaire is the French word for the cables that supply electric power to trains. Conrad Tau supplied the electricity at Heinz Hall with his debut at age 21. He says he's already retired from playing the violin, but he's written his own piano concerto. In June of 2011, the White House Commission on Presidential Scholars and the Department of Education named Conrad Tau a Presidential Scholar in the Arts. The National Foundation for Advancement in the Arts awarded Conrad a Young Arts Gold Medal in Music. Conrad was named a Gilmore Young Artist, an honor awarded every 2 years, highlighting the most promising American pianists of the new generation. In May of 2012, Conrad Tau was given the prestigious Avery Fisher Career Grant. On the way from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, a day in the life and the home of Richard Strauss, his Symphonia Domestica, with Leonard Slatkin conducting. I'm Jim Cunningham. Malia Toronjo is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Resident conductors are Francesco Lecce Chong and Franco Andres. Pittsburgh Symphony is always on the air on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel from the WQED.org website, with archived concerts available on demand 24 hours a day. Just Google Pittsburgh Concert Channel. I hope you'll write. I would love to hear from you, and I will send you in return a free souvenir from Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Symphony Blue Paper Binoculars. Get them free while they last with the radio guide. You'll be better able to see the hands of the pianist on his instrument the next time there's a soloist at the concert hall. Along with the viewing glasses, you'll have a complete list of concerts in the series, photographs of the Pittsburgh Symphony soloists this season, and more. There's a Pittsburgh Symphony history, a photograph of Manfred Honeck, and his biography. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. You'll find our website at psoradio.org. To send email, address it to pso@wqed.org. Pat and Michelle Atkins have underwritten in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and from the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from PRI, Public Radio International.